Conor McLaughlin will play. Decision made.
Michael Duckworth did well last time, though, didn't he?
Yeah. So that is exactly what we wish. We wish to have a squad of players who everybody plays his part in training, but then also prepare themselves for the moment they're being called up. And Dougie did very well. Dougie took a knock, and today was the first time he's training. So obviously that also play into consideration who will start on Saturday or not.
The substitutes have made a big impact as well. Kyle Dempsey, for example. You must be really pleased with that, that they're ready, that they can make an impact straight away for you when they come on.
I think it's all about the mindset of the whole squad. I think it's very important that in the modern game, and especially the way we play with a lot of energy, that the player always knew there is a high possibility to make changes. So since I come here, I've probably have made in every game 3 changes. But I'm not making them just for the sake of it. I do them to maintain a level or even upper a level. And in the most of the games, I have to say the substitutes did exactly that what we wish they will do. And sometimes it's not easy for players who be disappointed not starting the game to keep the right focus and be have the same motivation like they have normally when they're starting. But all credit to my lads, to my squad. At the moment, it's going very well.
And you're scoring goals. Chris Long, in particular, looks as though he's settled in well. How much ability does he have? How well could he do for you this season?
I mean, Chris, we fighted off a lot of competition to get him. And Chris is, in my opinion, with Chris, is a matter of he needs to get a string of games under his belt. When you see his record, when he went to Brentford, he played 11 games. Then he went to Burnley, he played more or less coming from the bench, then he got injured. I think for him, he has an age now where he has, in the first time in his career, he hopefully will get 40 plus games, and hopefully with us. And I think that will make him very robust to league football, because it's a big difference to keep it going for 5, 6, 10 games instead of doing it for 40 plus. Will be a big challenge for him. At the moment, he has the right fitness, the right motivation, and obviously he has confidence. He got off the mark. But I will also highlight his teammates up front. Borley had already scored 3 goals. Ashanta scored 3 goals. Devante Cole is off the mark. Now we're having with Alex Jakobiak, a proven goal scorer, added to our squad. I think the goals is coming from everywhere.
And is Alex okay? Could he play on Saturday? Is he fit?
Alex is definitely in contention to be part of our squad on match day.
And I can't imagine it's much fun being a defender when you're playing Fleetwood at the minute, because you've got players like Ball and Hunter, and they're lively players. The strikers are pests, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. I think I can't put it in a better word than you said. They are pests.
What's the German for pest?
You put me on the spot now. No, I think they made it very difficult for defenders, because they can interchange position, they have pace, they can also get to the ball, and they can play different type of games. And I really hope they continue with that. And I think there's always a competition for places. I really believe in competition for places, in a healthy competition for places. And the main thing is that I think all of them realize that we have a demanding game. It's a long season, 50 plus games, and everybody will get a fair share of games.
You're up to third. I know it's very, very early days. At what point do you, as a manager, start to look at the league table? And is that better than perhaps you might have envisaged when you took over?
I look at the league table for a month before the season ends. That is for me. Then I can see where we most likely will end up and what we have to do to get it over the line.
You've got Charlton next. Is this one of the most attractive games of the season? You're at home. You think about where they've been in recent years in the Premier League, in the Championship. Is this a very attractive game for you?
I think you asked 2 things. You asked me first, is it the most attractive game this season? I said no. Is it a very attractive game? I say yes. I felt our football club had never played a competitive game against Leeds United. We never played a competitive game at the Micron against Bolton Wanderers. Now we're playing Coventry City and Charlton and Bradford and clubs like that, and we are just loving it. How far this club came, and I think in those games we so far we did well against all of them, and I feel we against those teams, we always get 5 to 10% more.
Because in the past, Fleetwood have struggled against some of the big clubs who have more resources. Yet this season, you've competed very well with those perceived bigger clubs.
Is again, we talk about a mindset, we talk about mentality, and that is the most important thing for us in our football club, that we're building that mindset and mentality, top six. Mm-hmm. And when you're having that mindset, you don't fear anybody.